little Lionel Hampton for you here on Anything Goes. And I want to tell you, I'm excited to let you know we're about to speak with Richard Schickel, who, as you probably already know, is an award-winning documentary filmmaker, movie historian, and film critic. He's published more than 30 books and produced, written, and directed more than 30 films for television. He was a film critic for Life and Time for 43 years, and his many books about film include Elia Kazan, a biography, The Essential Chaplain, an anthology of critical writings about the great comedian, The Disney Version, a study of the lifetimes and art of Walt Disney, and you must remember this, The Warner Brothers Story, and his most recent project is Clint, a retrospective, which includes movie stills from memorable screen performances and revealing behind-the-scenes photos showing the filmmaker at work. It's an unbelievably gorgeous book all about the career of Clint Eastwood, which has lasted for more than six decades. But I'd much rather hear it from the horse's mouth, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Richard Schickel, here on Anything Goes. Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Richard. Are you there? We don't have Richard Schickel. Where are you, Richard? Let's try that. Are you there, Richard?
I'm here.
There we go. There we go. A little light, little button. It all needs to be pressed. Good morning. Thanks so much for making time for us here on Anything Goes. And I'm pleased to have you, especially the day after the Academy Awards. Uh-huh. Give us your impressions, if you would.
Well, I'm the right picture won.
Okay.
I thought the show was fairly dreary.
Okay.
That's all I have to say on that subject.
Okay, but you're glad about the best picture choice, as am I. I agree with you. So tell us a little bit about the Clint Eastwood book. You've got a whole retrospective, which is an unbelievable coffee table book about Clint's uniquely successful career.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you come to create this project?
Well, Warner Brothers wanted to do a film about it, and so I wrote and directed that film, which will be coming out the end of May.
Uh-huh.
On Turner Classic Movies and DVD.
Okay.
And, you know, it just sort of seemed at this point kind of natural to do a book about Clint. There were things that, that within the format of the movie I couldn't really say about him, so this is a little more personal book, you know, in the sense that I've known him for 35 years, and we've been friends all that time, increasingly closer friends, and I sort of wanted to give my impressions of Clint, not just as a filmmaker, not just as an actor, but as a guy I've spent a lot of time with, and all of which have been most enjoyable. And, you know, I think I learned a few things about him over the course of those years that maybe aren't so apparent to people who don't know him. So it was a kind of a natural outgrowth of our friendship, this book.
And you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We're speaking with Richard Schickel about his brand-new book, Clint, a retrospective, as well as the film that's going to be coming out on Turner Classic Movies. So, well, Richard, can you share any of that information with us, the inside scoop on Clint Eastwood?
Well, the inside scoop on Clint is that there is no inside scoop. He's an extremely intelligent, kind of self-ironizing kind of a man. He's not any kind of a showboat movie star. Mm-hmm. He's a low-key guy. He leads a very nice life away from the public, and away from movie making. He's a hard-working man. I mean, he really comes from that class of people, as do I, of, you know, fairly humble origins in the Depression years, and, you know, we were taught the value of a dollar. We were taught the value not to waste money, not to waste people's time. And so there's a sort of natural affinity between the two of us, even though he's a West Coast guy and I'm come from the Middle West. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's very hard to analyze a friendship, isn't it? I mean, you know, they you meet, a kind of friendship takes hold, it kind of grows, and it kind of persists. I mean, he's really now one of my oldest friends.
Well, I think, though, I have to say that one can have some insights into the motivation as well as the value system of a person who's a friend that we wouldn't necessarily be aware of watching Clint Eastwood on screen. So I guess that's what I'm after here.
You know, it seems to me that in his movies, by and large, he is expressing... And I think he profoundly believes in them, you know, values that he shares with his audience. You know, I always say about Clint that he is the kind of movie star that people who are not movie stars would like to think they would be should they become a movie star. You know, in other words, he's low-key. He's, you know, not really full of himself. His sets are, you know, really very beautifully managed. You know, he's a man who is efficient without being officious. And I think he expresses in his work the values of his audience. And you know, he's taking up, especially in the last, say, 20 or 25 years, he's taking up questions that are of interest to them, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it's, you know, questioning the very values of the kind of characters he used to play, you know, those kind of careless, macho guys, you know. I mean, he's always been kind of questioning of that. I think he's, you know, a lot of his movies are about families that are in some way in disarray, you know, the family gets itself reconstituted in some way in the course of the movie. Well, that's an important value to Clint, you know. He really believes in families and, you know, and goes back to... I mean, I think it all starts with Clint, with his rather hard-pressed family trying to make a living in the Depression and trying to keep their family values, as a cliche these days, but keep family values intact and functioning. So these are all matters of real concern to him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, these are not matters that we discuss if we're having dinner together. I mean, we may discuss, you know, a book one of us has read or a movie we've seen or, you know, what have you. Some, you know, something to do with sports or whatever, you know, whatever guys talk about.
Normal guy conversation, absolutely.
Yeah, but it's inherent in the, you know, it's inherent in the way he makes movies, which is not to waste money,
right?
Not to waste time,
right?
Keep moving, keep, you know, it's so interesting. He finished shooting a movie in England about 4 weeks ago. Well, he's already got a rough cut of that pretty well together.
Well,
and you know, last time we talked, I said, so, you know, what's, you know, what are you doing? And he said, well, I found this script I kind of like. And he said, you know, I'm not going to rush into it, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, as of next fall, he'll be out shooting that movie. He likes to work without really being a workaholic.
Sure. Because he likes what he does.
Which is kind of nice, you know.
You're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lisa Avery. We're speaking with Richard Schickel, who is an award-winning documentary filmmaker and movie historian, and, well, too many things actually to list in the time that we have, but his most recent project is Clint, A Retrospective, which is a book about Clint Eastwood. It's, well, almost more than a book. It's like a Clint Eastwood history in photographs. Richard, I notice, you know, if you look at Clint's filmography, it seems mm-hmm. that he takes a turn right around 1988 when he, with Bird, where mm-hmm. he began to assert, not just take roles, but assert who he was and what
well,
he was interested in, right?
Well, that was a real passion project for him, you know. I mean, he was a great admirer of Charlie Parker, the subject of the movie, as a great innovative jazz man, and he was also, you know, a man touched with a huge streak of self-destruction, which is another subject that Clint is interested in, because he's the least self-destructive human being I've ever met.
Wow. That's interesting, because you never know.
But he really, it puzzles him that people with a gift would kind of just trash themselves, trash that gift. So, you know, that's fascinating to him. Hmm. He's done other movies with people who have a self-destructive bent to them. So, yeah, you're right. That's the moment right around that time when his movie making became, I think, more serious than it had been. I mean, there were serious themes in movies like The Outlaw Josie Wales, but, you know, I think it became just a tad more self-conscious around the time of Bird and White Hunter, Black Heart, and even Tightrope, the movie about the New Orleans cop with a kind of kinky side to his sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
I think Clint moved very, almost carefully, you know, away from purely genre movies to genre movies that had a little bit more thoughtfulness and meaning to them. And then, of course, you know, that middle passage kind of climaxed with Unforgiven, which is, of course, a masterly film, and a film that gave him a great role, and a movie that contemplated the costs of violence. I mean, he's a man who made a lot of violent movies,
mm-hmm.
and he's talking about the subject of violence and what that does to people. So, you know, from Unforgiven onward, you know, we're talking, you know, increasingly serious movies. I don't care whether it's, you know, Mystic River or Million Dollar Baby or Letters from Iwo Jima. These are movies where he's taking up, I think, always in a fairly entertaining way, but mm-hmm. you know, he's taking up serious topics.
Right. We only have a couple minutes left,
sure.
Richard, so I just wanted to ask you, in creating Clint, a retrospective, both the film mm-hmm. and the book, did you
yeah.
learn anything about Clint Eastwood, the man that you didn't know about having been friends with him? Was there anything that surprised you?
No.
No. Okay, interesting.
We've known each other really so well for so long that, you know, I'm not saying that he couldn't surprise me, but maybe I could even surprise him, but I just feel like this is not a man with a huge, hidden, dark, dangerous side to him.
Nice.
I mean, he's quite an open character. And so I think it would be amazing for me to find out, you know, some secret about him that I didn't know.
Does he have a favorite film?
I would be
film?
Astonished.
Do you think he has a favorite favorite film? Or I mean, he's got so many now under his belt. Their favorite roles that were, you think?
There are some films of his, one that I can offhand think of, A Perfect World, which was not a movie that was hugely well-received at the time, but which is a very, very good and thoughtful movie. Hmm. And he was, to begin with, disappointed that it didn't do better at the time, but I think he's very proud of that movie, and he should be. It's an excellent movie. And so he has, as all of us who do creative things in life, you know, we all have our little sort of secret favorites, you know, things that you like but maybe didn't do all that well with the public. And so I think A Perfect World would be an example of that. I think there are others like that.
Sure. Well, Monique said it last night, actually, in her acceptance speech. She said that it's good to, and I'm paraphrasing badly here,
yeah.
but to give up what's popular to do what's right. And I think
artists do
make that
Clint
choice.
Clint has never cared, really, about whether a movie of his is, you know, going to be hugely well-received by the critics or the public. And he said, look, I can't outguess all that. He said, I can just do what I want to do and hope to realize my ambitions. And if people like it, that's great. If they don't like it, it's not a disaster. You know, you just go on and do the next thing.
Fantastic.
So your batting average eventually will be pretty good if you maintain that kind of attitude toward your work.
And and you're true to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for making time for us today, Richard Schickel.
Oh,
and I want to let everybody know that Clint, a retrospective, the film, and the And the DVD. Does the DVD come out simultaneously
with the film?
So you can buy it as well as watch it.
The book is in the stores right now.
Right now. Clint, a retrospective. Yeah. And if you're a Clint fan, it's a must-have. Thank you so much, Richard. Have a great day. Bye-bye. And ladies and gentlemen, right now, we want to say congratulations to, speaking of Clint Eastwood, Charlie of Douglaston. He won himself a pair of tickets to see Bill Sharlup and his trio with Peter Washington and Kenny Washington.